The best in Bitcoin made audible. I am Guy Swan, and this is Bitcoin Audible. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Bitcoin Audible. I am Guy Swan, the guy who has read more about Bitcoin than anybody else you know. And this is going to be a really super short episode, and I'm actually dual posting today because I've got a really great show to share with you, a chat with Jim and Hari and James from the What Do We Know podcast. So that'll be post right after this. But I wanted to have just a little fun thing to post for HODL Day, because It is HODL Day today for everybody who does not know. So on this day, December 18th in 2013, a very drunk user on the BitcoinTalk.org forums decided to make it. This was in the middle of a crash. So in 2013, right in December, it was coming down from the $1,000 high, and it had been falling for a couple of weeks at this point. And then there was a one-day huge crash that ended up with painting a huge wick at the bottom, but literally fell from almost $700 to $390 in a single candle. So that's close to 50% drop within 24 hours. And it caused a lot of stir back in the day. It was both exciting and nerve-wracking, but I feel like the 2013 run, since this was kind of the second major one that had been on, really kind of established it, that, you know, people were really getting convicted around this thing. And so this guy drinking whiskey decides to make this post on the BitcoinTalk.org forums and cannot for the life of him type or spell anything correctly, and proceeded to title it, "I am hodling." And the very first response is just HODL, and immediately, I mean, the flood of responses is hilarious. To this day, this thread has 132 pages. And like right after, it's like epic thread in 3, 2, and it's just everyone. HODL, Spartans, HODL, that's where the Spartan meme came from. The whole thing, this all started right here in a matter of hours on BitcoinTalk.org in 2013. And so today I am reposting from last year that I actually read during the March crash, kind of in homage to the 2013 crash. But a lot of people did not realize, because I did not explain where it came from, a lot of people did not realize that this was me, in fact, enacting or reading the Bitcoin Talk forums post. So that is indeed what it was. And for those of you who have yet to read or hear it, here it is for your listening pleasure. The 2013 origins of the HODL meme. I am hodling. I typed that title twice because I knew it was wrong the first time. Still wrong, whatever. Girlfriend's out at a lesbian bar, Bitcoin crashing, why am I holding? I'll tell you why. It's because I'm a bad trader, and I know I'm bad. Yeah, you good traders, you can spot the highs and lows, pip, pap, piffy, wing, wong, wang, just like that, and you make a million old bucks. Sure, no problem, bro. Likewise, the weak hands are like, oh no, it's gonna go down, I'm gonna sell, and then you're like, oh my god, asshole, when the smart traders, you know what the fuck they're doing, buy back in. But you know what? I'm not a part of that group. When the traders buy back in, I'm already part of market capital, so guess who you're cheating, day traders? Not me. Those taunt threads are, oh, you should have sold. Yeah, no shit. No shit I should have sold. I should have sold moments before every sell and bought moments before every buy, but you know what? Not everybody's as cool as you. You only sell in a bear market if you're a good day trader or illusioned noob. The people in between hold. In a zero-sum game such as this, traders can only take your money if you sell. So I've had some whiskey. Actually, on the bottle it's spelled whiskey, but whatever, sue me. Only if it's payable in Bitcoin. And I bet he is very happy that he hodled indeed. And hopefully he is still hodling at now $23,000 per coin. Now, if you guys want to dig into any of the other Bitcoin holidays, I have them all just listed for free on the website at thecryptoeconomy.com. But I also actually have like a little digital calendar that you can buy if you just want to download it to your calendar and get notified of when, you know, HODL Day comes around next year, as well as like some 20 some odd other holidays. So if you want to check that out, go to thecryptoeconomy.com/calendar. And like I said, in just a little bit, we will have another episode for today from the Jim and Hari What Do We Know podcast, where we talk about what the fuck even is a Bitcoin. But until then, take it easy, guys. This has been a 111 production, and you are listening to Bitcoin Audible on the Crypto Economy Network.